This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, we are the morning shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo to my right. Abe Gordon is to my left. He's in for Mike Johnson today. Myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan is keeping us on air back at the station. And we've been having guest after guest stopping by Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for SEC Media Days. Yesterday, Kirby Smart stopped by the midday show with Andy and Randy. We want to play some of that audio back for you because there was a really interesting conversation. So let's kick it off where Randy asked Coach Smart about retaining players and if he believes that's the most important thing in college football right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to be on that other side because what happens to kids if, you know, they get to the third, fourth year and they're not starting or playing, they're gone. And that's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, it is what it is. There's no wait around and go play now. It's if I'm not playing, I'm gone. So you got to get those young guys ready faster than ever before. I mean, it's always that way, but you felt like back in the day it was like, okay, well, I'll wait my turn. Now right. There's no wait turn. It's like I got to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you just used a phrase that we use a lot when talking about various conversations in this era of college football, which is, it is what it is. Maybe you don't like it, but you can argue with it if you want. It's not changing. From your perspective, and your motto is the standard is the standard, what's the hardest change that you've had to accept?
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team. Like you never have a core. So I'm not, you know, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
Kirby, how was this team? Because every year I remember when the national championship team said, well, no, that team won it, not you guys, all these different things. So every year is a different team. What is it about? And I know it's still early and you got camp and everything like you were saying. What have you learned about this team right now that is currently constructed getting ready for the season?
Bunch of hungry dudes, man, because they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. There's a lot of them that haven't started before. So it's like, okay, I played, but I hadn't started. Okay, I played, but I started. I feel like last year it was a lot of returning starters. And some of them, you know, you say what you want. When you're a starter, you get comfortable sometimes. Right. These guys are not comfortable. They're kind of like, okay, how am I going to leave my mark? This is my year. So it seems a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm as it's new to them, but they also haven't been in those moments. Those big moments and those tough games.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. Talked about the player movement and not having maybe third and fourth year guys. One thing you do have from a continuity standpoint is the same coaching staff.
Yes.
And that's actually true across the league. Like, it's all the same head coaches, a lot of the same coordinators.
Hey, bro, you can't fire nobody when you're paying these players.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you if you had a theory about what
the administrators slowed all that firing down, boy. They saw them contracts, and they said, ooh, woo. That's the one thing. No, you ain't heard one coach complain about that. The coaches are like, you know what? I'm good, man. They can't fire me. They got to pay me.
That's funny. That was my theory earlier.
Exactly. He said it
I didn't
earlier.
Know if that was real or
said,
not, but if you that, say it is, it is.
I don't know earlier. If it is. I'm not an administrator, so I don't know that. But okay. I know that there's been less movement. You know, there's been – as there's more parity, there's less reason, too. You know, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat, but an AD sitting there going, okay, wait a second. So you're telling me I'm gonna fire this guy, and if I fire him, every player on my team can walk out the door within 30 days. And so they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay everybody an extra pay raise. The pay raises they would pay on the 30 days of guys navigating the portal would way outweigh that buyout they had to pay on that coach.
Right.
Kirby, I know, because we were having fun with the whole thing as far as not naming who the starter is, and we had fun with Everett about, are you the starting corner and all those different things. No, I'm not. I still have to earn it. And I know that's a big part of what you believe in. But your quarterback room in general, because you were talking about young and youth and all this, your quarterback room is just along with that youth also.
Yeah, a bunch of babies in there. I mean, Puglisi feels like he just got here, you know, and he's the guy that's battling with Gunner. And he was here last year, but he didn't get much reps in the spring. He had an injury, and then he didn't get a ton of reps in the fall. So, you know, we go into the year very different than years past. I mean, we had a Carson, Brock, Gunner year where it felt like all three of them were old. And then Brock disappeared, and it was Carson and Gunner. And now Gunner seems old, but he's new, and then everybody underneath him is really young.
I've heard you say a couple times that last year was the best coaching job that you and your staff have done. Why do you say that?
Easily. Because, number one, the schedule we had to navigate.
Yes.
Number two, winning the toughest conference in the world to win. Okay. And number three, going on the road and doing what we did. And I thought our staff managed that incredibly well. And our staff did an awesome job.
How about the big boys up front, Kirby? Because that's been the staple of most teams since, you know, whatever, as far as the trenches. You talk about this conference, it's all about the trenches. How is that going with you? Because you do have youth up front on both sides of the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year, man. We felt like we had a lot of vets on the offensive line that are just gone, just tons of starts. And I don't know how big a talent drop-off it's going to be as much as it is an experience drop-off. And then D-line, same way. I mean, Warren Brinson and Nas Stackhouse were around forever. Michael and Ty in there, they were there forever. And now you've got a lot of new guys. And I don't know. It's just going to be a really different kind of year in terms of the offensive and defensive line. There's just new faces. And I'm hoping that maybe they play harder. You know, maybe they play with more passion, fire, and energy and get an opportunity to do that.
Have you – we didn't get a chance to hear the media availability earlier as we've been on the air. We'll hear it later. But is there a message? Is there a motto? Like – a couple years ago, it was be the hunter, not the hunted. Yeah. What is it for this year's team?
I wouldn't say there is one. I mean, if anything, it's we're trying to play with fire, passion, and energy, and I want to see that. I want to see it, like, tangible. I want to see it in, like, your movements, but not so much a mantra. It's just show me how much you care. Don't come here and just say you're going to collect a check, because we're going to keep it moving if you do.
Last one for me, Kirk. Kirk, do you feel like you guys – I know you don't, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because – I'm not a media guy, but this is a media guy question. All right, so take it like that.
Wow.
Do you feel like you're underdogs? Do you feel like you're underrated right now, not talked about right now?
I feel like we're not talked about. I don't know if I feel like we're underdogs. You know, I mean, when somebody says, oh, well, they predicted y'all to win the SEC, or they predicted Texas to win this. I mean, that's obvious. They do that every year. They're going to pick, you know, whoever won it the year before. So maybe slept on, not talked about, but I don't know if underdogs is the right role or not.
Final one from us, and again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, as always. With the anniversary, everybody out there would love to be coached by Kirby. Most people don't get to be. A lot of husbands listening. What would you tell the newly married, the young husbands in the audience?
Oh, boy. It'll never be the same, brother. Hey, you better get your guys trip on the calendar early.
This man's sweating over here. That question, Andy, you got it. He's sweating over here.
You better get the guys tripping the guys' weekend on the calendar early. Early. Mow that lawn, baby. There we
go. Thank you, Kirby.
Hey, Kirk, appreciate
Thank
it,
y'all.
Baby.
Good talking to you, Sir Randy.
Whatever, man. Bye, man. Good luck, Coach. I'll talk to you later
Thank
on.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, Kirby is always so good with Randy and Andy as well, but you can just tell that Randy and Kirby play together, and it just also feels like, and maybe I get caught in the moment every year. I feel like every year I hear probably since 21, since they won that title, feels like Kirby is much more relaxed at media days and these types of events, and it's really. I know you guys know this about me. I'm not a Georgia guy, but it's hard not to love Kirby and appreciate him and respect exactly the way he handles his business.
Well, I think he's become a different guy since winning the first title, not to mention the second. I just think there are so many questions he no longer has to answer, not even only on behalf of him, but on behalf of some of the coaches before him who had very good Georgia teams and couldn't get it done. I think you're just looked at with a different reverence at that point, as you would expect any national championship coach to have. And I think he's fully run with that. I'm fascinated by some of these comments that he made. Hearing him puts me back into the mood. Now, I think Georgia's the best team in the SEC to begin with. Not sure about the name because I haven't yet seen what Ohio State can do, and their team I got my eye on.
We should do a poll.
1A, 1B. the fact that he said that they're young on the line, but he's not sure there's any drop-off in talent, I think is fascinating because he can work around youth. He can himself manage a game around lack of experience, but the fact that he believes the talent is there is interesting. The fact that he said, hey, these guys, it's not just that they haven't, and this is what he said, that these guys have accomplished nothing. That ties into the fact that they're not getting first-round shouts like the guys before them, and I think there's that natural motivation that comes along with it. This may be as motivated a Georgia team as we've seen.
There was definitely a drop-off last year in talent and the offensive line. I mean, I know that there was two guys that were drafted, and both of them might start this year in the NFL, but that line was near as good as it was last year. So it's just one of those deals where they have to kind of replenish that and bring it back because you've got to have the trenches to be elite in the SEC to win. And nationally, on a national level, you saw that last year.
It's what made the difference in all of the games that they either won significantly, like that Texas game where they were manhandling Texas's line, or lost significantly when Notre Dame got after them.
And we got a guy that's now here that manhandled a guy that Jalen Walker manhandled the left tackle for Texas, whose name escapes me, who was literally drafted before him and in a spot that many thought Jalen would be at.
I want to say Taylor, is that right? No. I forgot too.
I don't know.
We're not worried about him anymore. We're worried about
we will be because I think he went to New Orleans. Kelvin Banks. And he went to New Orleans, Dylan. So, you know what? We get to see that matchup for years to come. That's what's great about it.
Well, and clearly we are ready to kick off the football season here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Live coverage is happening all week from SEC Media Days from downtown Atlanta. Join us through Thursday as we broadcast live from the epicenter of the college football world. We're going to continue to have interviews. You just heard Kirby Smart. We're going to interview players and coaches from your SEC school, your favorite SEC school. And each night at 6 o'clock, Chris Goforth will bring you a one-hour wrap-up. It's SEC Media Days live from downtown Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And coming up next, Sauce Gardner got an extension. We're going to cover that. And Abe is going to do a super early version of Mic'd Up. He's going to attempt something tonight that's just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Dumb.
Stupid. We'll cover...
Wow.
That's it. Saved by the Bell. Come on. We'll cover that. Next is the Morning Shift, live from SEC Media Days, from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and...
The Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.